Lewis, guess what the latest news from San Francisco is?
Is it about the tech companies coming back? I mean, I see the headlines, but is it actually happening?
It is happening, and it's making waves in the real estate market. The clouds are finally lifting after all those pandemic years.
Wait, so we're talking about a rebound?
Exactly. With companies like Amazon, Google, and Salesforce pushing return-to-office policies, the city is seeing a real buzz again.
And that means people are moving back into the city.
Right, and with people moving back, the apartment buildings are starting to fill up. Now some big investors are taking notice.
Oh, really? Who's in the mix?
There's this firm called GTIS, led by Tom Shapiro. He's predicting a 4% to 6% rent increase this year and next.
That sounds like a solid return. But what about property values?
Property values have dropped 30% to 50% from pre-pandemic levels, so investors see it as a good buying opportunity.
So they're buying low now, with the expectation of rising rents.
Exactly, and rents are already on the rise. In 2020, asking rents were about $3,500 a month, but they fell 25% by the end of the year.
Wow, that's a big drop, but now they're coming back.
Yes, average rents are now around $3,200 a month, and there's a 6.4% year-over-year jump in the first quarter.
So the market is definitely on the mend.
And Shapiro is seeing competition too. There's a nearly $100 million apartment property he's bidding on with three other investors.
Wow, that is so competitive. It wasn't like that a year ago, right?
Right, Shapiro said it's not a secret anymore. The market is heating up.
What about the numbers? How much are people spending?
In the first quarter of 2025, about $363 million of individual multifamily real estate assets were sold in San Francisco.
That's triple the amount from last year and the year before.
Exactly, and there's more happening. Fortress Investment Group has bought 13 rental buildings in the past 2 years.
And they're planning to double their portfolio this year.
That's right, they've got two more under contract and offers out for several more.
That's a lot of confidence in the market.
Eli Edwards from Fortress said he felt the negative perceptions of the city were overblown. He said much of the homelessness and disorder is focused in just a few areas.
So the rest of the city is doing okay.
Yes, Edwards said the firm has signed over 20 leases in the last year, with rents 10% above what they expected.
That's impressive. So the demand is there.
And the scarcity of new housing in the city is making it even more attractive for investors.
Because if there's not much new inventory, then rents could keep rising.
Exactly. Philip Saglimbeni from Institutional Property Advisors recently sold a luxury rental building for north of $100 million.
That's a big deal, and it's in the Presidio, right?
Yes, it's a 161-unit luxury rental building controlled by Brookfield through a ground lease.
Wow, so even luxury properties are getting attention.
And the buyer is an investment advisory shop. Brookfield hasn't commented yet, but the deal is in the works.
So it's clear that investors are betting big on San Francisco's rebound.
That's right. The city is turning a corner, and everyone from big firms to individual investors is taking notice.
It's interesting to see how return-to-office policies are reshaping the real estate landscape.
Absolutely, San Francisco is back and it's ready to bounce back.